Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome back in Wisconsin. Final hour of the Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. And it's a hot one. Man, I just stepped outside. Woo! Maybe. I'd like it, though. I'd like it better if I was laying by a pool somewhere.
When we drove in today, wasn't it like 77 degrees? And now all of a sudden it's going to be over 100 by the time we walk out of here.
Someone put the furnace on torch, man. It just went. Mother Nature is saying, heat it up. And that's where we're at here. And we're heating up in Brewers conversation, too. We're just talking off the air a little bit about David Stearns. It's funny how the Brewers, I think the sentiment is underachieving a little bit this year. I think we can all agree on that for sure. It's not that they don't have talent. It's just a little underachieving, that's all. So it's there, and I think they're a good baseball team, and I think they have been playing as of late better. And they're going to be in this thing. Not surprising to me that this thing going back and forth and going back and forth right in the mix of a pennant race here in July. But it's funny how now – we come up with all these conversational piece flaws that David Stearns has done over the years. I think he's the one of the almighty saviors thus far. That's the way I think in Brewer land, because he didn't do a complete 100 loss for a couple of years and then wait again. And your whole 5-year plan, he did it so quick and rebuilt and competing and signing and moving and shaking and all these things. However, that being said, it takes these sorts of conversations to bring out that, wonder what he thinks of Scooter Gennett now. You want my opinion? Oh, he's got to be hating that. Oh, he's got to be rolling around saying, oh, man, what did I do? Is what you had in Scooter Gennett is... Well, what you have in Keston Hira, let me put it to you this way. What you have in Keston Hira is a more advanced Scooter Gennett at the same juncture, right?
Right.
You know what you've got, right?
Right.
You know what you got now in Keston Hira a lot sooner than with Scooter Gennett. No versatility. He's a second baseman. That's it. Can he hit? Yes.
Yes.
So you just have more clarity early on Keston Hira than you did Scooter Gennett. The timing was so horrible for Scooter Gennett. Wasn't it just the most wicked timing? They didn't want a guy that was landlocked into second base. They gave him a couple of shots in the outfield and Cactus League play. And Scooter, will admit it to you, that didn't go well. That didn't go well at all. It's just the timing and Scooter pick basically the day he was walking out the door to have his bust out party. And man, he has been something else the last couple of years. So it takes this time of year, this type of season, and these types of conversations to bring that out with David Stearns. The Jonathan Scope we mentioned earlier in the show. He even said that was a bad deal. That one's on him. David Stearns had said that. So it's just funny how the narrative and the conversation goes when you have a season like this, because I don't think that we'd have brought up as much or heard as much about the Jonathan Scope, about Scooter Gennett, about starting three young pitchers in the rotation, 3 of 5, letting Wade Miley go. All these things stack up when you have a struggling year. And not saying that the year is a complete struggle, because I think there's a lot of happiness to be had as we move forward, for sure.
Well, we are about to do some buy or sell, and all these things you have mentioned fall in this installment of buy or sell.
They do. Let's do it. Buy or sell.
Here we go.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
All right, here we go. Unplanned, unprepared. You prepared. I didn't. You ask, I'll answer. Best I can.
Okay, Timmy. I kept it all Brewers because you're the Brewer guy. We'll start with this one. This one has nothing to do with David Stearns. Buy or sell. Lorenzo Cain will go his entire career without a gold glove.
I'll sell that one. I think there's been enough hype and publicity already around him this year that I think it's a lock that he gets the gold glove this year. Despite his two errors, I think he's got. Is that two?
That sounds about right. Had one recently.
But the lobbying has already started. The hype around Lorenzo Cain's defense, we've heard for weeks and weeks and weeks this year. So, now again, it wouldn't shock me if he didn't, but I think it's a lock that he does. He will not go the rest of his career without a gold glove, though. I mean, you saw Ryan Braun, I think, go through a season with one error, or maybe even none, and didn't get one. You have to watch Lorenzo Cain play. So the highlight shows your handy-dandy cell phone in your pocket, seeing a lot of highlights and a lot of flares, notifications saying he did it again, not today. Lorenzo Cain strikes again. He did last night. I think we're pretty certain he's getting one.
Buy or sell?
All right. Speaking of buying or selling. Buy or sell, David Stearns' biggest mistake of 2019 was not re-signing Wade Miley.
I'll sell it.
What was bigger?
I'm going to still stay with it, because I've said it before, and that is, it's so close. It's so damn close. Can I have a tie?
No.
It's definitely not Wade Miley.
Okay. Then you're selling.
I'm selling that specifically, but can I just add that the two biggest mistakes thus far this year is an absolute tie.
All right.
One is three young pitchers getting their first rotation job at the same time to open up a season in which you had World Series aspirations. Number two, tied with that. So 1-1A, however you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make coaching staff changes like you did coming off the success you had. Even though Darnell Coles was under fire a little bit, I think sometimes a little bit more behind the scenes for us sports guys than really on the air.
I don't think fans are upset that Darnell Coles isn't here anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
It's Derek Johnson. All the way.
Just your hitting coach and your pitching coach and your bullpen coach all exit on a season in which you just lit it up. That is a huge... Now, again, I'll give it a little pass because I don't know how that contractual thing worked out. I don't know the relationship or the philosophical differences that the pitching coach, Derek Johnson, had or didn't have with the brass here in Milwaukee, but it's a tie for the two biggest mistakes thus far this year.
Buy or sell?
The Jonathan Scope trade is the worst trade David Stearns has ever made as GM of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Chad Whitmer?
Who's that other dude in August? Dion or...
I don't know. I'd have to go look at my list.
But, no idea that guy ever existed.
I'm going to sell it only because based on what they gave and what the resume that Scope came over with at the time, I don't think that was a bad move. So what you're saying is now retrospectively looking at it, I don't know if that's really fair to do, but he said it was a bad deal, so I got to go with him. I got to go with what David Stern said. That was a bad deal. That one's on him. Yes, I'll buy it.
Buy or sell?
Keston Hira is officially untradeable, even if the Washington Nationals said, hey, we're going to put Max Scherzer on the market.
Can I ask what sort of contract he comes over with?
All right, it's a lot of money. I think it's like over $30 million.
Well, how many years?
I think it's like 3 or 4. But let's just say, I'll throw this in. Let's say the Nationals go, you know what? We've got the money. We'll cover the majority of the contract. We just want Keston Hira.
Hey, I was going through my baseball cards the other day. I forgot that Max Scherzer was a Diamondback.
He was?
I think that's what we saw.
Drafted by him.
Yeah, and there's a card of him.
Huh.
I didn't know. I didn't realize that. See how these starting pitchers, they bounce around? So when you're hell-bent on homegrown talent pitching, it doesn't happen a lot in baseball. They fly around, these young pitchers. They do. I'm going to say...
He has 2 years left on his contract after this year.
I'm going to say so. No deal.
No deal?
No deal.
Wow.
No deal.
You've come around, Timmy.
When you got it, you got it. When you got one, you got one. You know you got one. They know they've got one. They could have the next...
Jose Altuve?
In the Brewers organization. History.
Oh, okay.
Is it fair to say star in a Brewers uniform? Advancing in his career?
Definitely a star in the making.
Superstar? The potential is there already, and we know it, and they know it. It is superstar potential with the bat. It is.
And we saw it in the minors, every level.
Every level. In college, every level. Dude hits against his peers. It's not going to change. Now, his defense? In case I would rank him slightly above Eric Thames with a glove on his hand, maybe he'll get a little bit better. Hopefully he will. He's young enough, too. But yeah, no deal. I'm keeping Keston Hira.
Okay.
Buy or sell.
The last one for you, Tim. The Brewers make at least 3 trades before this deadline.
I'm buying it. I'm buying it. I agree with that. I think they are going to bolster what they've got here. It's going to be on that pitching staff, and it may be you mentioned Brad Miller. It may be a Brad Miller type guy, a Curtis Granderson of the infield, if you will. That could happen.
There was one guy on Monday when I was filling in that I was looking at as an option for the Brewers to acquire if they don't feel great about Arcia's situation. They could bring in Freddie Galvis from Toronto. That's really the only guy they could really bring in.
A guy like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, yeah, the over and under set at 3. I'm going with 3. Indeed.
Okay.
You can't let an opportunity like this get by. You heard Buster Olney say it the first hour of the show today. We're going to have that for you next. You heard him talk about this. He believes as a team, if it gets in, can go in a little bit deeper and give these other teams a battle. I agree with him, man. This year is about getting in. Get in. And then do some damage once you're in. Buster Olney from ESPN. He joined us earlier. We'll have that for you next here as Buy or Sell with the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. Hey, is it just me or is the grass growing like crazy right now? I know it's warm, but the grass is growing like crazy. With that in mind, now you know I always tell you, go get the unleaded 88 or the E85. But in this case, for your lawnmower, your garden tractor, your chainsaw, the outboard motor for your fishing boat, the rototiller, whatever it is, any small engine, No, don't do it. Cars are tested by the EPA and approved for the E15, which is the unleaded 88, or the E85. But the small engines are not. So get the facts, all right? Get the facts. When you're going to fill up the red gas can, go with regular unleaded. Don't use the unleaded 88 or the E85. I just want to make sure you don't damage any of your implements, so to speak. Go to WIBiofuels.org for all the information. Get the facts. WIBiofuels.org.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Are you ready to go hog wild? Cousin Subs' famous Cubano, it is back along with the new Wisconsin pork and Gouda. You can try the Cubano with ham, Genoa salami, pulled pork, Swiss cheese, and so much more. Or the Wisconsin pork and Gouda featuring pulled pork, bacon, Wisconsin smoked Gouda cheese, onions, mayo, and Dijon mustard. Oh, so good. Order them online at CousinSubs.com for a limited time only. Delivery is now available in select locations, and that's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I think I want some Dijon mustard. Cousins in my future. Soon. That's the problem with you, you and Bill doing the show every day. That's the problem I have, is eating when I do this show. When do you eat? Because you're right, you're in no man's land.
Yeah, I don't eat. Unless Bill says, hey, I'm buying Cousins today. Okay. Then I'll eat during the breaks. But beyond that,
I have a hard, fast rule that I don't eat while I'm on the air. So that rules that completely out. Even if it's a commercial break or whatever, I just don't do it. So what do you eat, man? Do you have lunch or dinner or breakfast or lunch? I mean, when is that? That's just weird. I couldn't do it.
Do a bowl of cereal in the morning and
then a late lunch or an early dinner?
Usually an early dinner. My fiance cooks a lot, and she's a hell of a cook.
Two meals a day then, for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. Yeah, that's putting a wrinkle in me trying to gain some weight here, for sure. Earlier in the show, we had a nice Brewers conversation, baseball conversation, with ESPN's Buster Olney, and I started out that conversation with asking him, very simply, are the Milwaukee Brewers a good baseball team?
Boy, and it's a great question, but I think from 30,000 feet, given what they accomplished last year, given some of the high-end performances they have on their roster, I think you'd feel confident that if they get into the postseason that they would be able to make a dent. Let's face it, at this point, it's the Dodgers, and there's a separation, and then there's a question of who's going to challenge the Dodgers. And I think there's a legitimate chance that if they got into it, in part because the players that they have, that they would present a challenge for the Dodgers.
Yeah, Buster, what do you say to that sentiment that is, getting in isn't what you shoot for. You shoot to win the World Series, so you go all in instead of just trying to get in.
Yeah, and it's an interesting question. I actually had a conversation with a general manager last week who said to me that he hopes that moving forward, baseball changes its playoff format, because he feels like that as time goes on, that what we're seeing is a lot more teams asking the same question you just posed. Is getting in as a wild card, is that really an incentive? Is that a reason to sell big, to use assets, to use money to try to upgrade your team? And let's face it, as of today, there are 9 teams within 4.5 games of each other in the National League wild card race, including the Giants, including the Brewers, including all those teams in the Central. And I don't think there's any doubt. It's part of the reason why I feel like that there's a real logjam in the trade market right now, because so many of those teams haven't decided whether or not to be buyers or sellers. Again, I think if you're – and I think if we look at the Brewers today, do we think that based on how strong the Dodgers are, the super teams in the American League, the Yankees and the Astros, do we think that the Brewers would necessarily be even a 10% chance to win the World Series? No, but if they add the right guy, if they make the right deal, injuries manifest as we go down the stretch, I think you'd probably leave open the question of whether or not they could do that.
Yeah, we sports talk dudes always are this buyer and seller conversation, and in doing post-game handling Brewers baseball conversation after each game for 14 years now, and I get it, it's that time of the season, but the landscape is a little bit different with this solid a brick wall trade deadline. And I'm just guessing, Buster. I want to get your spin on this as well, obviously, but I'm guessing we're still trying to figure this thing out a little bit in terms of how GMs handle this thing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say if this stays with a hard cap date, that I think GMs will do trading earlier rather than later as this thing evolves in a couple of years.
You know, it's funny you say that. I thought for sure that would be the case this year, that there would be teams that would be looking to upgrade in early June to improve their chances, improve their evaluation of themselves going into the buy or sell question in late July. But that hasn't happened this year, and I don't know if it necessarily will, because what happened was is that, you know, back in early June, there were a handful of teams that were telling everybody, look, if you're the Giants, yes, we'll listen on Madison Bumgarner. If you were a team like the Marlins, you're absolutely ready to listen to your guys, but they're very few, and so they kept the asking prices really high. I think moving forward, I think that they will continue to struggle with the buy or sell question, in part because, you know, making the playoffs as a wild card team moves the different needle differently for different teams. If you think back to the Brewers in 2008, the fact that they got into the playoffs that year after such a drought of reaching the postseason, that was a big deal for that team right now. For the Brewers in 2019 to make it as a wild card team, doesn't really move it that much. I think the same is true with the Cleveland Indians, who made the playoffs the last 3 years. And on the other hand, if you're the Cincinnati Reds and you went in all in this year, it would be a big deal for them to make it. And I think that disparity is what the general managers are talking about, which they want more incentive to be a wild card team.
No, you're right. Buster Olney, ESPN Baseball Insider on the Bill Michaels Show here. No, you're right on the Brewers situation. 26-year drought. It was broken in 2008, but you look at it now, 2008, 2011, 2018, and hopefully this year, they're on the cusp here. I mean, they really sort of turned things around. That'd be 4 and 11 years compared to 2 and 36 or whatever it was. That's a environmental change here for Brewers baseball for sure. What is the perspective of David Stearns on the national scene? Popped up and popped in here, it was going to be a full-scale rebuild, but really it wasn't like that in my mind. It was competing and rebuilding at the same time. Man, I think he broke the mold, Buster. I really do.
100%, and he's got a ton of respect around baseball, in part because, and I, you know, what I'm going to say is not a criticism of Mark Attanasio, the owner. I think I've always had great respect for him, because you don't see a lot of small market, mid-market teams that say, you know what, we're going to try to win. We're going to make the big trade for CeCe Sabathia. We're going to defy the odds, and we're going to try to sign a Kyle Loesch. I mean, he wants to win. And so when David took over that job, I think the question everybody had was, okay, how can you rebuild and at the same time satisfy an owner who clearly wants to win? And by the way, that's part of the reason why I feel like the Brewers have such a great fan following, because they absolutely believe, unlike in Pittsburgh or Cleveland, that ownership wants to win. And so what David's done to make the team into a contender while at the same time maintaining a workable bottom line and rebuilding the farm system has been tremendous. I'll give you an example where it went the other way. Jerry DePoto, when he took over the Mariners, you know, he went all in. He tried to win because, in part, that's part of what ownership wanted to do. But the farm system never really developed, and now they have to go into this cycle where they're probably not going to be relevant for 3 or 4 years. Where, on the other hand, because of the work that David's done in threading that needle, not only are they contending this year for a playoff spot, but they should be able to in the years to come.
I can attest to that, talking to fans every night, man. It's a special relationship between this baseball team and the fan
yep.
base, without question. Should they? It's a record salary here for the Brewers this year, about $1.25. Shouldn't Mark Attanasio be investing more money into this team, considering its attendance?
Well, I can't give you a perfect answer on that without actually knowing what's in the books. But I would tell you that, you know, where their payroll is and the market size and line, and I've, you know, talked with owners with comparable payrolls, and that's probably about where you would be in terms of being able to draw a profit. I mean, we saw last year the Cleveland Indians in a comparable market, they increased their payroll over a two-year period, but I think 60%. And then going into 2019, their ownership stepped up and said, look, this is not working. We increased our payroll. We tried to make the team better, and there just wasn't the necessary response by the adhering response by fans. And so this year they cut back, and it's added the cynicism of fans there. And I think the same thing happened with Pittsburgh. So I think where they are, where the Brewers are, is right in line where the Braves are and where some other teams are. And I know some owners, some fans would love all of the owners to be like Mike Ilitch, who owned the Tigers, and take money out of their own pocket. But I never felt like it was an obligation for an owner to take money out of their own pocket to win. They're still running a business, if I'm making sense.
Yeah, $220 million was the purchase price for Adonisio. It's now valued over $1 billion, and the surplus, according to some rough math, is a little over $60 million. Per year. But again, I get it too. It's a business as well. All right. Need for the Brewers here real quick, Buster. Is it a bullpen arm? The bullpen's clearly not as good as last year. Starting rotation has picked it up here the last month. They've been dynamite. The offense is maybe the most frustrating part of this, the inconsistency here. Where's the need for the crew?
And I mean, all three of those areas, I think if you get the right buy, then you do it. And knowing, I mean, seeing how David has done it in recent years, where he's waited and waited and waited, I think that gives us a primer into how he's going to work before July 31st. And I think there are going to be some opportunities for them. Now, are they going to be the team that gives up a bunch of prospects to get, you know, a Marcus Stroman or a Trevor Bauer? I have my doubts about that because that's not how David works. And I do think that at some point that the sellers of starting pitchers are going to outnumber the buyers, and the same thing with bullpen arms. Like if the Giants become a seller, suddenly they're going to be five, six guys out there put out there by the Giants, then I think they're going to be great buy opportunities, more value buys for David, and that's what he's focused on in recent years.
I'm just wondering if Josh Hader is being deployed the way he should be. Last year, I think the opponent had to consider that. Hey, man, you might see this dude in the sixth. You might see him in the eighth. You might see him in the ninth. You might see him go multiple innings. Would then a closer help out that Andrew Miller, Josh Hader deployment?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think there's been this year, because of the lack of the less performance, diminished performance by the bullpen, it's been more stress on Josh, and it's been more stress on Craig Counsell's decision when to use him. And that's one of those places, what I've heard from general managers is they think that in the last 48 to 72 hours, you know, the bluffing will be over, the time for that will be over, and there'll be a bunch of teams that'll say, you know what, we just want to dump this asset and save a little bit of money in the last 2 months of the season, and so we're willing to take, you know, 60 cents in the dollar an offer. We saw, I think, that a little bit last weekend when the Orioles traded Andrew Kastner, starting pitcher, to the Red Sox, and the Red Sox have the biggest payroll in baseball, but they got the Orioles to pay half the salary moving forward, you know, $1.8 million, and I think that's the sort of opportunity that will be there for David in those last hours.
Okay, final thing for you. We'll leave you on this note. Craig Counsell, the national sentiment, is he a good manager?
Excellent. A lot of people with a lot of respect for him. No doubt about that. And the way, you know, he's willing to think outside the box, the intensity, the way they're into the games. And I just think of this from afar. If you were to rank the 30 teams on which ones do the players enjoy playing for, like you saw the reaction from the Yankee players yesterday, when Aaron Boone went on that rant against the home plate umpire, I think the Brewers are right near the top.
Hey, it's no Hal McRae rant. I like that one, too. No doubt. Buster, I could do this all day long, but we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, man. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it. Take care.
And there it was earlier today. Buster Olney, ESPN, knows his stuff. That's big time. We'll break that down next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Boy, and it's a great question, but I think within from 30,000 feet, given what they accomplished last year, given, you know, some of the high-end performances they have on their roster, I think he'd feel confident that if they get into the postseason that they would be able to make a dent. I mean, let's face it, at this point, it's the Dodgers, and there's a separation, and then there's a question of who's going to challenge the Dodgers. And I think there's a legitimate chance that if they got into it, in part because the players that they have, that they would present a challenge for the Dodgers.
Words from Buster Olney of ESPN here on the Bill Michaels Show. You can hear that full interview at BillMichaelsSports.com. Welcome back, Tim, in for Bill today. They can present a challenge to the Dodgers if they get in. I agree, and here's why. Since 2017, this team is essentially playing playoff-style baseball. It's really cool baseball to play. Now, you are subjected this year to a lot of the ups and downs of the offense, but it really is a cool form of baseball. Getting this win tonight, and then get through tonight, and then same philosophy for tomorrow. That's probably why they have the philosophy of pulling their starters the way they do. The third time through, dynamic is definitely there. And then that's there in a lot of baseball cities. For a lot of organizations, it's the same way. They third time through, they see the same numbers. Dramatically different for a starting pitcher third time through. So that being said, that I think that's where Buster Olney is coming from, is that it's that brand of baseball that's been personalized here by Stearns and Council. And the trick now is to get in. It's unfortunate that at this point we have to talk like that, but we're there at right now. And then that's that. I mean, you have to consider Stearns is going to get a bullpen arm. I think there's an opportunity that either Zeus or Thames is traded in a package. I do. And it'd be blasphemy if they heard that and they'd, oh, no way, man. But then in the same breath, they'd say, we're listening to talking to a lot of people. So you can't have it both ways, but I think that's on the table. You could have a Travis Shaw return, and wouldn't that make a Thames or a Zeus somewhat expendable? Because then you're relying on Shaw to come on up, and I have pretty good confidence that Shaw is going to recapture whenever he gets back up here. I think it's going to be this year. But the bullpen's got to be taken care of. It's probably going to be a closer, and they've been playing playoff baseball. I wonder if, hey, man, I can not discount what Buster Olney just said, a longtime veteran baseball dude that said they would challenge the Los Angeles Dodgers in the playoffs this year. That's great news. I mean, that should be good news all the way around the state of Wisconsin.
I think there's a few people listening right now that just rolled their eyes.
Probably, yeah. And we did the poll. Are they a good team?
I should go back to that poll.
Are they a good team? 70% a few hours ago were saying yes. I mean, they've had, again, this is the reality of it. They've had injuries that have impacted this team. They've had some bad luck that's impacted this team. And they've had some underachieving that has certainly impacted this team.
In the latest poll, 72% say, yes, this is a good Brewers team. 15% say no. And the other 13% say, go Pack, go.
Yeah, go Packers. So would you agree that they can challenge the Los Angeles Dodgers if they got into a playoff series with them this year? I know there's still 66 or so odd games before the regular season ends. But if you want to join the conversation, you're more than welcome. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mil Hockey Talk line. Play that one more time. It's just sort of music to my ears. I love this from Buster Olney of ESPN saying this about your Milwaukee Brewers.
Boy, and it's a great question, but I think within from 30,000 feet, given what they accomplished last year, given you know some of the high-end performances they have on their roster, I think you'd feel confident that if they get into the postseason that they would be able to make a dent. I mean, let's face it, at this point, it's the Dodgers, and there's a separation, and then there's a question of who's going to challenge the Dodgers. And I think there's a legitimate chance that if they got into it, in part because the players that they have, that they would present a challenge for the Dodgers.
Isn't that something? They would present a challenge to the Dodgers.
In the Brewers' defense, and this is something that, if you really think about it, it does make a difference. Experience matters.
Not just last year, it's the last 2 years of this brand of baseball.
Absolutely. And we talk about this all the time with other teams when it comes to, well, you know, they've never been in this position before. They can't go on a deep run because they haven't been able to do it. Well, the Brewers were one game away from the World Series, and the majority of that roster is on this roster now.
It's about as deep as you can get without hitting that pay window.
Yep. I just that is something you cannot take away from this Brewers team right now. They've been in that situation before, and they played that team. And the majority of their guys are on that Dodgers team.
And they played them pretty well, including this year.
Yes.
They have.
3-4, right?
Yep.
3-4.
Yeah, it took 2 of 3 and lost 3 of 4. Was that it?
That's it.
Yeah. So you do have a matchup situation that goes there. I will say that I would have made some different moves, and it's for a later conversation. I would have made some different moves than Craig Counsell did in that NLCS of last year. And I have a list. I know. I do. Joe, I don't know if you know this, but I kept a list of questionable decisions from Counts last year in the playoffs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I do.
Ooh.
It's probably not the right show to do that on right now, today. We may get to that at some point in the future. But they're very specific as well. Remember they did the opener? It's just crazy how they managed to do what they did last year. There's no reason, with some improvements here this year, why they wouldn't be able to do that again and go toe-to-toe with any team they play. I don't care who they're playing. Go toe-to-toe. Break it down to the game within the game. Break it down to this inning. I think Counsell does a really good job at that. I think the organization's philosophy does a great job at that. That's breaking it down to let's get through this situation and worry about it later. This is where I think the game is turning. I'm going to go with it. And that's late in the season into the playoffs. Now, does he do that now? That's up for debate. But we'll see. Maybe we'll get that list soon here. Tim Allen in for Bill today. It's a Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, the cigar dinners. They're heading all over the state, and we're coming up fast on the one in Wausau. If it hasn't sold out already, it will. It sold out once, then they open up some more tickets. It'll sell out again July 31st. We're going to be at the bar in Rothschild up near Wausau for the cigar event. Also, get your tickets now for Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin. That event is fast approaching on August 5th. Then there's going to be our dinner in Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. That's August 15th. You can find all the dates, all the locations, and all the information and get your tickets by going to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com.
Final couple of minutes of the Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. And I, you know, I'm remiss here on today's show. I didn't get to talk about baseball cards at all. Come on, man. Joe, you got to do a better job than that.
I always have to do a better job. Whether you're here, whether Marcus is here, whether the big unit himself is here, I always do.
August 10th. I'm so looking forward to that giveaway at Miller Park. Baseball card giveaway night. Oh, man, it's right up my alley. I'm in the, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm in process of going through all of my cards, baseball cards, football cards, everything I've got, basketball, some hockey, Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards. There's a bunch of president cards that I have for whatever reason. I don't know where I got them. This president's. It's such a good time. What do you do with all those old cards? Like we call them the chumps, the chump box. You know, a card that's worth like nothing. What do you do with those? I'm just wondering. For another conversation, for sure. But they're not worth anything. I mean, if there were a way I'm going to have, not unlike a lot of baseball card, old baseball card collectors, I'm going to have a ton. I'm going to have a ton of these things. The players are already have played and have retired. So what would you do with just boxes? And probably, I don't know, 10,000, 20,000 of these cards, maybe more. I just don't know. I'd give them to charity if maybe that's the route to go. Some kids can get a kick out of it or something. I don't know. Another conversation to be had soon. Next time I'm in here. How's that sound? Joe, nice job today. Thanks to you guys who participated in the show today. I do appreciate that. Go Brewers. Big series continues. It's the Brewers and Diamondbacks in the desert tonight. Have a great weekend, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.